This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 32. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? I am stoked to be here with you guys today. Now, by now you've realized I took a couple of trips to New York over the last several months, and I had the fortune of meeting some really amazing people that I've had as guests on the show. We've had Selena Sue on the show, we've had Jason Van Orden on the show, and those are just a couple of the amazing people that I had the opportunity to meet while I was on these travels. And one of the people that I got a chance to meet that you haven't met yet is Le Momi. And I was really excited to introduce you guys to Le Momi for two reasons. Number one, she went through our Rock Your Live Streams training and has leveraged a live streaming platform to build a six-figure business in an amazingly short period of time. And the second reason I decided to bring Le Momi on is that she doesn't strictly focus on the strategy and the social media. In fact, she actually speaks to being in alignment with your soul. She studied with psychic monks, she is a healer, and I thought her story and the space is so different from what we typically see on the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast that it would be so amazing to have her on and really look at this business from a place of what about what your soul wants and what your inner work wants. Now, I know that it's a little different, it's not pure strategy, but don't worry, we're going to talk about live streaming and strategy and how you can leverage the thought processes that Le Momi uses with her clients, whether you are all about that spirituality and you have crystals all over your house and you totally trust the tarot to give you guidance, or if you're a skeptic and you're like, listen, this is not my jam, that is okay, because we're going to talk deeper than just spirituality. We're going to talk business, and we're going to talk about how Le Momi tunes into who she is as a person to transform her lives and the lives of her clients. Now, I don't know what else to say to get you guys ready for this, so let's just get into the good stuff and welcome someone who I'm very excited to have on the show, Le Momi. Thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk with you. For sure, this is like going to be an amazing topic for everyone.
Well, I'm so excited to have you here today. We just recently met in New York, and I found out that you had built this really successful business with live streaming, and you were one of the students in my program. And when I found that out, I was like, I absolutely have to have you on the show. But what I really love is that you are someone who is running a business that's really in alignment with, and we'll talk about this, but your soul purpose. And I love that you're outside of the norm. And I love these three things. One, that you prove you can market whatever you love to do and get paid to do it. Number two, you are a model example of consistent steps to growing your business. And number three, I always tell people I'm secretly closet woo. I've got my citrine to ground me right here, which is a nice little crystal by my desk all the time, but I don't talk about it too much. So I love when we get spiritual entrepreneurs on the show who really understand it way better than me. So I will stop yapping and I will turn it over to you. For those who don't know who you are and what you do, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're working on.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Actually, I have my own golden crystal quartz I'm holding also. So it's going to help us to like channel this really cool information that's going to come through for your audience. So I'm just super excited about that. Well, basically, what I do is I'm an intuitive soul alignment coach. I help multiple six to seven figure like driven celebrities or entrepreneurs to up level with ease and an epic time by clearing actually their invisible soul level blocks to success using the Akashic records. And I basically show them how to have it all, have more fame and fortune and impacting millions while, you know, staying in alignment with their soul's design. And if anybody knows my background, I used to actually be like a psychic monk. And basically what that means, I was a psychic. I did readings and healings and clearing work on people, but I was also a monk, right? So I was devoted to being of service, and think of me like I was like this Mother Teresa making millions for yoga and metaphysical storefronts for this spiritual group. And I did that for about 10 years from the age of 21. And I basically like left my title, status, and everything behind when I found that what I was doing was really no longer in alignment with my soul. And I married my soulmate, retired my husband from his 9-to-5 job just this past January. So it's really not have been that long, right, in 2016. And now I'm the sole breadwinner of my family. And I grew my business, you know, from the start, from 5 figures going to 6 figures now. So basically, just in this like 7-8 months, I was looking for helping people on one basic thing was I had this idea that everyone has a specific soul level gift that they're meant to express in this world. And I thought like that should be like the key to success, right? So I basically launched my first webinar by actually watching Kirma's, I think it was like a 30-minute video or something of how to set up Facebook ads. And I was just so inspired by her. I was like, yeah, I got to set up my webinar. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I'm going to do it anyway. So I did that, which led me to realize that just by doing what I love to do and doing what my purpose is about, I'm sure it's going to be successful, right? And sure enough, it was. You know, I launched that first successful webinar and it got me into full business. I ended up with like 60 some clients. You know, it became like an 80K launch that I didn't even realize it was going to become. And then when I met, you know, you on Periscope, I was just like, cool. Like he's talking about live streaming. I'm sure this thing is going to work too. Like just like a webinar, right? But why don't I do webinars every day? So I just basically started doing that consistently and it just like catapulted my business even more. So now I'm scaling my business. It's been remarkable, the amazing things that people have been manifesting by aligning just to their soul level gifts. And I just looked that up in their Akashic records. And I do have to look it up just so you know, just to be sure that that's like what their gift is all about. And I was able to figure out what it is that your business, your dream business would look like and specific characteristics, you know, that your personality is meant to show up and express in the world. So I basically created this system. I call it a soul-aligned manifestation method, which basically is about figuring out, looking at your blueprints, how exactly you like to manifest and create things in your life, which is, of course, your purposeful work, and taking that energies and applying it in your business and having that become the catalyst for your soul-aligned business, right? So it was just remarkable. Like I met so many people over just the course of this like 7 months. And it made me realize that when you really, really are in alignment with the way your soul is designed, like everything in your life will start to become abundant.
I love it. And one of the things that I really love, and we talked a little bit about this in New York, is that what you just said that, you know, you tried webinars and you tried, you know, live streaming. And you know, the reason I wanted to have you on is I think that there's just this beautiful fusion between like the spiritual and the like the tactical. And so you are able to kind of identify what is in alignment with your soul, but you still do the work. I absolutely love that. And I think that for anybody listening, no matter where you fall on the woo meter, I guess, whether you are meditating every day with crystals and you want to read tarot cards, or you're like, I'm not into any of that. But the big thing is being in alignment with what works for you on a deeper level and then doing the work with it is what has created massive results for you. And I absolutely love that. So can we go a little deeper into, you know, what exactly is your soul purpose? How does that apply to business? And for those that are listening, you know, we're usually a very tactical show. I like the contrast that we're doing here. But tell us, how do we really take what we're learning and apply that to our business?
Oh, definitely. Like I can talk hours about this subject. So I'm excited. And especially talking to you because you have that technicality, but also that woo that like makes sense to people. You know, like we're not like going to talk about like, ooh, like things that are not like kind of like out there. I really do believe that anything that we bring our spirituality into our business techniques and strategies, they all totally make sense if you know the soul alignment piece, right? So when you say soul purpose, it really to me means soul alignment. Like it has to be aligned to the way your soul is designed to show up. So for example, basically our soul's gifts is made up of, like, as an energetic matrix, just think of this, like, we're like a rainbow of energies. And we have very particular type of energies, and every soul is just this amazing original type of spectrum. So basically, it's what I do. I take that original type of spectrum from what you're made of from source, and then I basically categorized it into 8 types of energy. So like every soul has a very abundant energy of like divine compassion, divine wisdom, self-expression, order, love. Like we all have those energies as our soul is. But that particular, there's like one primary or secondary type of energy that our soul is primarily made of. And when we align to that one or two primary soul's gifts, that is actually what I'm talking about. When we align to that particular type of frequency or energy, and you apply that energy into your life and business, that's when abundance starts to flow. So for example, my energy is divine love, connection, healing. My dream business is I am like a healer type of soul. So basically I break it down for everyone. Okay, you're like a power soul, a trainer type of soul, or whatever it is, right? And then we take that knowledge and then we look at what are the things that you could do practically right now that will be more aligned to, like for me, like divine love. So everything I do in my business, I just think about, what is it that will help me to align more to my divine love? And it can be very simple to like, yeah, I just need to connect with people. So then I jump on live streams. So I love live streams and webinars, and I always do videos, and I never ever do any like slides because the slides doesn't allow people to connect with me because my presence is what allows them to experience my knowledge. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
So like your type of soul, I can guess, I'm just going to guess because I have to look in your Akashic records too, but I can guess like you're probably like a power soul. Okay. So like power souls, they're meant to inspire, empower people to get off their butts and go make things happen. So everything you talk about really is like inspiring and impacting people by you just being you and you talking about whatever the heck you're leading. Right. So you can basically do like any kind of business as you want, but as long as it feels like in the technicality of things, but plus you bring the soul into it, like that's like so you. So when I saw you're doing your live streams, I was like, yeah, he's like probably a power soul. And he is meant to bring like a new level of awareness and consciousness that people don't even understand. So just like taking that knowledge, all you do is you actually align to that. So you would align to what makes you feel powerful. And then make choices that are not disempowering for you, right? And just doing that alone, already abundance starts flowing, you know? So it's actually what we do is look at the blueprints of what your soul's energies are and then just try to think about it in a practical sense. Well, obviously, powerful souls need to be seen, right? So that's why live streams really work for you, right? But part of your soul loves the technicality of things. So that's why, you know, you have your computer screen and stuff like that, right? So that's so aligned to you. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not like, it's really not complicated. People think like this spiritual stuff is super complicated, but it's actually super simple. It's just taking the energetic quality of what you want to create. So if you want to create more freedom, what is it that I would need to do right now, today, that will allow me to align to what freedom means to me? And then you just go and do the actions aligned to the way that you want to create something. Do you see? So that's a simple method, but there is actually a lot more to it. But if you can see that energetic quality that you want to create and you have to be super clear about it, then the actions will just start to make sense. Does it make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I've been taking notes. So a couple things that I wrote down that I really loved is that you said it's about being energetically powered and in alignment with the tasks that move you into the space that you want to be. So what I loved that you said as well is, you know, it's plugging into source. And this is a term that I feel like has kind of popped up more in recent years. But whether you believe in a classical version of God or you just believe in a grander sense of purpose or the universe, that and correct me if I'm wrong, but that almost sounds secondary to the fact that we're getting down deep with wherever you feel connected. When you take action in that space, you yield much more abundant results.
Yes, exactly.
I love it. And I would love if we can make it flow organically. We've talked a little bit here, and I want to keep diving into this topic, but we've talked about some of the stuff that you've done, which is like live streaming and webinars, and you kind of casually mentioned your numbers, but you walked away from, you know, being a psychic monk to diving into this business, to scaling it up so rapidly. Can you tell us some of the results that you've seen from moving back into or readjusting your energetic alignment?
Oh, okay. Here's a story, backstory.
Love it.
Okay. My soul, originally, when I was with that group, I was really aligning to divine creation. So divine creation is about training people, right? You know, teaching them meditation and using tools and stuff like that. So I didn't realize that I was doing too much of that type of energetic quality. And when I left the group, it actually allowed me to get out of the ceiling, you know, like the invisible ceiling that you feel like you have to do things in a certain way and all of like that kind of stuff. So actually being an entrepreneur gets rid of like that invisible ceiling. So it can be scary for some people, but it was actually very liberating for me to get rid of that ceiling. Like the idea of what I needed to be this like cool spiritual teacher or psychic and, you know, a psychic guru, which I was in the group. But I really saw that it was really misaligned to me because it was me trying to, how do you say it, like push the ideas of like using these tools, right? And it was very, very kind of like technical. But my gift is I'm a healer. So I heal people at a very deeper level through clearing their soul level blocks. So when I started doing that work, it was just like, bam, like money started popping. Like I make 10 times more than I made as a regular psychic, actually. Wow. Like I went from $150, you know, per hour was what I was charging. So now I charge like $9.97 an hour. But the reason is just because I want people to enroll in my programs. Because the program is so much more detrimental for someone to go through the entire transformation than just doing one thing in an hour. And what I was seeing was I was trying to align to the part of myself that wasn't making my soul completely happy. And I was like tired, exhausted after doing lots of readings. And I'm telling you, I did like thousands of readings in like 1 year. I did like at least 1,000 readings, paid readings I'm talking about. And that's how I know why people have their soul level gifts is because I read so many people, their chakras, their energy centers, like all of that stuff. So I could see what it was that was blocking them energetically because I could see what they were not aligning to. So that's the backstory. So basically, when I learned the difference between when you're hustling that's in soul alignment and when you're hustling that's not in soul alignment, it's a tremendous difference in how you feel inside. Like, for example, some of my clients, they align to the technicalities of like business, because it just makes sense, right? Yeah, I'll be a business coach. Everybody's making good money being a business coach. But let's say like your soul is really meant to express things like what I do, which is like getting rid of soul level blocks and stuff like that. How can a soul be so technical energetically? Like that's aligning to something way off of them, right? And then when they finally align to their purpose, their energetics of their purpose, it's like, bam, you like make 10 times more. So yeah, that's just an example. I'm not sure what else kind of numbers you're thinking. Like,
yeah, that was amazing. And I know that you saw really amazing results with like your first ever webinar too, right?
Yeah. Yes. That was an amazing, well, it was because it was really, really so aligned to me. I started talking about the topics of, you know, healing and clearing and getting into you being the creator of your own experience. And because those are very specific words that are my soul words. So when we start marketing what our soul, you know, wants to express, like there's very particular words that your soul likes to express. And I call that your power soul words. So, like, for example, like, probably your words, Power Souls, are all about empowerment, inspiration, change, transformation. And if you start, like, using just some of those basic words in your copy, you will notice that you attract the exact right people that really need that energy from you. Does it make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
You automatically will start getting people that need that, right? So, for example, you probably end up surrounded by people who are pretty disempowered. Like, or they tell you all about the negative stuff going on, or like that kind of like mindset stuff. And you're like, no, why don't you think about this? And you always think about infinite possibilities, right? Like, oh, you can try this and try that. Your soul is meant to express all the capabilities of infinite possibilities, right? So if you start to talk from those very specific words, you're going to attract people who really need that. But if you start talking about like balance and order, and it sounds very similar to alignment and what the Power Soul kind of like talks about, but it's so different. I can't tell you enough. Like, if you use one kind of word in your marketing copy, you're going to call the wrong people. And then you're going to end up working with people that really wants a different thing than what you actually can offer.
Yeah, I love that. I think that that's so insightful. And, you know, the first ever webinar that you did, just to put some reference around it, was like multiple five figures. And I mean, I know people that spend over a year in their business just to do that with a launch, let alone a one-off webinar, because you're really tuning into, you know, ultimately what makes you happy and what makes your soul alignment happy. I just love that. And, you know, as we're kind of coming around, we're going to share where you can kind of figure out where you fall on the spectrum, whether you're a power soul or a healer. And I think that you have a really amazing quiz that we can share at the end here. But I'd love to know, can we talk a little bit about how do you know when you're in alignment and when you're out of alignment? Like, are there physical experiences, mental experiences? Are there financial changes that kind of clue us into being in the right space or the wrong space?
Oh, absolutely. So, for example, if your soul is not in alignment with your soul's gifts, it will feel, number one, like you're hustling. Like, it feels like every idea that comes out of your head and you're like setting up the webinar, or you're setting up like whatever tools is necessary, it feels like you're just kind of like, oh my God, like it's so difficult. Like, you're trying to get your content out and like the content just not flowing. And you think, oh, maybe that's just my resistance. I don't want to do that. And it's true. The reason is because you're not feeling like inspired in it. So for sure, you can feel that. You can feel blocked in making money, like money in terms of, and that has a lot to do with how you charge your prices too. So don't get me wrong. But if you are charging the right prices, people are like not really responsive to what you offer. And it just feels like no matter what you do, no matter what tool you use, it just kind of feels like it doesn't inspire you or other people to like do something. Does it make sense? So that's how you know, for number one, that it's not aligned. But also you're going to feel very tired, fatigued, maybe even have like some health issues, emotional issues, lots of frustration. So, you know, the opposite of what it feels good. And when you do feel in alignment, it'll feel like easy, flowing, like you just have so many ideas, you can't stop talking about it. And you will be hustling, but the hustle will feel like, yeah, I'm getting it done. It's up, it's going, people are going to respond to it. It's going to like feel, it's like almost like your expression, your self-expression is getting easier and easier and easier. And it just feels like you're in flow. When it's not in alignment, obviously it's going to be the total opposite of that.
I love it. And I think that, and I love that you use that word flow. And I was so excited to hear you use it, because the reality is, you know, whatever school of thought you subscribe to, we see this kind of crop up in every way, shape, and form. So some people refer to this as flow state, where it feels like you're just unstoppable, you're outside of your own reality. Some people call it spiritual alignment, where it's just like everything is right and everything fits. But you know when you're tired and you feel like you're throwing stuff at the wall. And we see this all the time in the online space, where people follow the money, or they follow what someone else is doing, or they take the online course and then they try to make, you know, their version of this same training. And it's just not in alignment with who they are at a deeper level, or even what they are at a deeper level. And, you know, I love that you touch on this topic of finding that alignment is what creates the ease and the flow. It's how you know you're doing what you're doing. It's the interviews you see with massively successful people who are 10 times as busy as we'll ever be, and yet that sense of ease and flow and everything is just going right.
Yep, exactly. And it feels really like fame and fortune impacting millions is just like the outcome of the whole experience of what you're doing. And truly, when you really are in soul alignment, there's like really no words to describe it other than like, oh my God, like everything is just like flowing. I feel so happy. I love what I do. I want to like get up every day and do this every second of the day. Like that kind of feeling. It's like undescribable, really. And, but see, the thing is also you have to see, is it my messaging? Is it like the wrong tool I'm using? Or this is really actually about using all the tools, the marketing tools, the methods and stuff that's really aligned to you. Right. And I gave you that example, like I really suck at creating slides. So in my webinars, you never ever see me make slides, but everybody says, oh, you should put slides up there with all the cool words. And I'm like, I can't talk when I see all the words on there. You know what I mean? And it's because my soul is about presence. So if people don't see my presence, then they don't get the full benefit. But as soon as I do something, a webinar that's just, you know, all the slides and they don't see me, it will work, but it will feel like it's kind of hard. Do you know what I mean? Like it actually took me like hours to make one slide. So that's the difference. It's like the thing that you're doing, if it's in alignment, it will take like 5 to 10 minutes. If it's not in alignment to you, it's going to feel like 3 hours later, you're still like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. You know, it's not working. The technology is not working. That's kind of what it feels like for sure.
I love it. Well, we're coming right up on about a half hour. And so I want to round it out with some rapid fire questions. And we're going to share a link to a really awesome quiz that can kind of help you identify what kind of soul you are. But before we give out all the links, I like to keep them all together so that you're not trying to make a million notes. For those that are listening, what is one thing that they can take action on from what they've learned here to really start creating forward momentum in their business?
Ooh, this is a good question. So one biggest thing that I've noticed when you are in soul alignment is you want to just choose like that one energetic quality that you know your soul is. So like, for example, what is the things that you stand for? Like, what is so important to you? Are you all about empowering, inspiring people, you know, change and transformation, right? Obviously, that's going to be a very power soul type of energy. Then what you do is you take those energies, right, of what you want to create. So obviously, it's going to be probably about freedom, time freedom, leveraging, you know, so pick one of the energetic quality that you just want to create in your life, like right now. I'm talking about, this is like daily action. This is how soul light manifestation work. You just pick that one quality that you want to create. So let's say it's freedom. Then you start like writing down like a list of like all the things that makes you feel free. Like, I don't know, like jumping in the car, playing loud music, dancing in your panties, like whatever makes you feel freedom, right? Like the things that really, really is aligned to what freedom means to you. You take that and then you just start to take actions daily aligned to that particular energetic quality. But obviously you're going to do it in terms of your business too. So like, let's say freedom means to you, like you're trying to write your content. So instead of like sitting in front of the computer and like, you know, staying long hours trying to write something, why don't you go change your environment and go to the beach and write, you know, because that's freedom to you, but it has to be so aligned to you. So think of that one particular quality you want to do and go do that action. And you start to see that your business starts to flow automatically.
Love it. And what does the word hustle mean to you as it applies to business? I feel like we got a little sneak peek of this answer during the interview.
Yeah, it's about ease and flow. The hustle that I believe in is it's so aligned to you. So it's like doing things on purpose, doing things because you want to do it, doing because it's like the way your soul is designed to express itself. So it's like, it's more about what is the actions that we'll take right now that will be so aligned to my business model and my dream business that I want to create right now.
And finally, tell us where we can find more out about you, about what kind of soul we should be trying to align ourselves with, and anything that you're working on.
Yeah, so my actual website is being rebranded. My website that you can go to is www.beingalohi.com. So it's BEINGALOHI.com. And alohi in Hawaiian means to sparkle, to, you know, be the shining bright, to lead. And so when I chose this word for my business, I was like, oh, that's so perfect. It's not aloha, because aloha is like love. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. Like, everybody's aloha. But then I thought, no, everybody needs to shine brightly and like be themselves, well, like 100%. So that's what my business is. It's about being alohi. So if you go to that website, that, or you could also look at my name, leimomikeliikuli.com, which is leimomikeliikuli.com. So I'm also doing this 14-day Soul Aligned Manifestation Challenge, and it's a paid program, but I wanted to share with everybody in the audience because this is a very unique way that I'm going to help people to get into alignment with their soul's blueprints. And we basically take that information and then we're going to manifest like crazy. So I will be doing this at the end of September, around September 29th. So if you guys are really interested in knowing more about your soul's gifts and how to apply this particular energies that you are at soul level into your life and business, I'm going to do this 14-day Soul Line Manifestation Challenge. So I'm so excited that you guys can actually hear this because I'm just starting this today.
Perfect. And we will link those up in the show notes, which I'll give you guys a link to in just a second. And I know you have some awesome stuff there and a really amazing quiz that they can check out to help them identify which type of soul. We talked about a couple types here, power and healing. I know that there's a couple more, but I could talk for hours, but I know not everybody can listen for hours. So they can definitely check it out. I would highly encourage you guys to check it out. And Leimomi, I just want to give you a big thanks again for being here. Such an amazing topic. And I'm really excited to share this with my audience.
I'm so excited that everybody like takes this time to listen to you, because the stuff that you talk about is very powerful. And even if it's just like small little things like you can implement right now, like from what you heard on this podcast or previous, you know, things that Zach has shared with you, go and do it. I'm telling you, like, go and do that one thing that you've been resisting, because that's what I did, right? I just said, I'm going to do live streaming, and I didn't do it very well in Periscope, but then I said, no, I'm going to do it on Facebook Live. And then there you go. Like, it became like a whole new business model that I didn't expect.
I love it. Well, thank you so much again for being here. Just amazing, amazing content. And I cannot wait to see what comes out of people stepping into their soul alignment.
Thank you.
All right. So as usual, I want to give you guys a little wrap up from this interview. Now, if you want the full show notes right now, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/32. That's heartsoulhustle.com/32. We've got those links that Leimomi mentioned and some of the things that we mentioned during the interview. But before we wrap up, I want to leave you guys with this thought. We talked really in depth about, you know, being in alignment with your soul and digging down deep. But I want to leave you guys with what my big, big, big takeaway was from this interview. Whether you are a spiritual-centered entrepreneur or you are all about that strategy, yo, it does not matter. The big takeaway from this is that when you get into alignment with the things that truly fulfill you, and whether you believe that's at a surface level or a soul level or just an emotional level, that is not as relevant as it is to make sure that you're doing things that make you happy, that make your soul sing, so to speak. And finding out what type of content and what type of engagement and what type of offers really speak to who you are, whether that's coaching or courses or consulting, or you just want to work with people one-off, or you want to work with people one-on-one in a service and coaching capacity. Find out what makes you happy at a very deep level and start doing more of that. Because what I have found in my business, what Leimomi has seen in her business, and what countless successful people, regardless of their belief system, have found in their business, is that when you really lean into the things that leave you gratified at a very deep, deep level, it's easier, it's more fulfilling, and consistency and success are practically a given. So again, feel free to check out those show notes. I will be back next week with a solo episode. It's been a little while since we've done one, but episode 33 is slated to be a solo episode. I'm going to have more amazing strategy-based content for you coming next week. I hope you got a ton out of this interview, and we will catch you next week. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.